horse with the speed of light, the cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger.
Of them, however, and decided to make camp in the woods nearby. That night, Pedro Martinez was arguing with the sheriff in the Last Chance Cafe.
You have no right to keep it in jail.
Watch your tongue, Pedro.
I say no right.
We got all the evidence we need.
Jake was killing back at the Lucky Dollar. It was just at midnight, and just at midnight, Pete and I were riding into town from Durango.
Bates saw a big hombre with the other hair shoot Jake. He identified Pete.
But it's not true. Pete was nowhere near the Lucky Dollar. Why should you take Bates' board instead of mine?
Because you're Pete's partner and you want to save his neck. Bates didn't know Jake and he didn't know Pete. He's got no axe to grind, so he's the man we believe.
Ah, you know Jake was a stranger to him.
I do, that's all.
You do not know. You just take it for granted. He may have had a good reason for wanting to kill Jake.
And what about Pete? What about that fight Pete and Jake had right in here?
Oh, it was nothing.
He wrecked the place.
But Pete, he win. There's no reason for him to be sore over it.
You got something there, Pedro. And if you get that pal of yours to change his plea from not guilty to self-defense, he might have a chance.
No.
I can see how it might have happened. Jake tried to plug him, but Pete beat him to the draw. Self-defense.
No, Pete will not say that because it's not true.
Then he'll hang.
Why do you not accuse Bates of murder?
You're local. Bates saw the shoot from his office. That's halfway up the street and on the second floor. There was 20 men got around back to the cafe before he did.
You're the worst help I have ever seen. You do not have any brains at all.
I warned you, Pedro.
If they hang Jake, it's you who are the killer.
One more word and I'll put you under arrest.
All right.
I mean it.
All right. I will say no more. I cannot go to jail because they must find out who is the guilty man.
We know who shot Jake and nothing you can say will change your mind.
No, because you will not let me speak. But what I think is crazy. Good night.
Pedro. Pedro.
Who's that? Open your hand.
You look close.
Pronto. Is my man around?
Him outside town.
I must see him, Pronto. They are beating Jake.
We know that. We find out many things. You ride.
My horse is right here. Get him up. Get up, boy.
If it was Pedro instead of Pete, there would be some sense to it. You know, I have the same for and quick on the draw, but Pete...
Does his cell have an outside window?
Si, he's at back of the jail.
Todd and I are going to town. We'll have a talk with him. You stay here, Pedro.
Why should I not go with you?
Don't you know of any reason?
No, I have made the sheriff mad at me, but that is no reason.
Where were you at 2 o'clock this afternoon?
No, Ricardo.
Are you sure you don't remember?
Oh, see, now I remember. It's just at 2 o'clock I bring Pete some food from hotel. It is not like that stuff they give him in the jail.
Then, Pete, you're on the alibi.
Alibi? Is another Pedro in his alibi?
Not for me, Pedro. I believe you. There are others who won't.
What is happening?
A train from Clarksville was held up at 2 o'clock, about 10 miles from here. Only half a dozen men in the gang, and they were driven off. So when the crew gets back to Rockford tomorrow, they'll accuse you of taking part.
Me? Pedro Martinez is a body reniega.
One of the passengers identified all of them.
But it's not true. I bring the proof to Pete.
You don't have to convince me.
You're right. The sheriff I would have to convince. That would be impossible. Somehow, I do not think he likes me.
So you'll stay here until we get back, Pedro.
Hey.
Don't leave this camp.
I do whatever you say.
Silver, hit him up.
Go.
Description?
Well, there's Whitey. Well, he's just a little
order of shrimp. I can't think of anybody else. I've been trying to.
Wait a minute. How long ago did this shooting take place?
Just 7 days ago.
Look at the moon, Tonto. Pete, Abe Lincoln may help us to get you free.
What's that?
We won't be sure unless we can find something else.
Sam, where are you?
That's Sheriff. We'll have to leave, Pete. When's your trial come up?
As soon as the judge returns from Clarksville.
We'll find something. Don't worry. Come on, Tonto.
Adios, Matt, man. I'm hoping you'll make it.
Let's see now. The main line runs through Clarksville. Judge Scott wanted to leave
San Antonio.
That's the one he'll be taking, if the Black Arrow hasn't caught him.
You say Black Arrow?
The girl said it. Of course, it's only a guess, but I think she's right.
Oh.
We've got to reach Clarksville by daybreak. Go on, Silver.
Get him up.
Get up, boy. Faster, Silver. Faster.
Dusk's blood-red sun lifted itself above the horizon in the east. A whistle sounded from the west, and 5 minutes later, the express steamed into the station at Clarksville. This was not a cattle train, and only the station master stood on the platform. He raised his arm in a casual salute to the conductor, and the conductor signaled the engineer to start. At that moment, a man raced around the corner of the station, climbed the platform, and ran toward one of the passenger coaches. The conductor helped him aboard just as the wheels were starting to turn. The station master was arrested by a cry from down the track.
Come on, Silver!
Three horsemen charged toward the moving train. They swept past the platform and alongside the last coach. The masked man of the white horse swung free from the saddle and jumped to the platform.
Follow the train, fellow. Bring Silver with you.
How about you?
I'm glad to see you still alive, Scott. It's a mess, man.
They're getting off this train, coming back to Rockford with me.
Oh, we can't. It's moving.
All I have to do is pull that cord.
But that'll stop the train. You can't.
Signal.
No, now listen. Help me, somebody. Conductor.
Don't move, anybody. I got you all covered. But this isn't a holdup.
You can see, Miles.
Scott here can save an innocent man from hanging if he wants to.
You're local.
And we're taking him back to Rockford. Now get going out on the platform.
You're wrong. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know anything about that murder at all.
Yeah, you'll catch him, but he's fine.
Into the saddle.
Now, wait, mister.
Get up there.
The others on train will not make trouble if they won't cover.
Let's go.
Get him up.
Get out, boy. Come on. You say one big lie. I'm Pedro Martinez of Adi Runega. Maybe I'm not as fast on the draw as the Lone Ranger, but I can use the bull whip. I will stand you up against the tree.
That's enough, Pedro.
I will make him tell the truth.
The man's afraid now. You won't make him talk by scaring him anymore.
You're not me. I care about his speed.
I know. Let me handle it. Scott, you didn't have any good reason for trying to get Pedro into trouble, did you?
No, I thought maybe they'd leave me alone.
That gang of outlaws were after you.
I don't know.
But you thought they might have been.
I don't know what to think.
Get this straight, Scott. It won't do you any good denying that you saw the murder committed.
How are you going to prove that?
You admitted it once, didn't you?
You mean to say my partner squealed at me?
No, Scott. But you must have admitted it, or you couldn't have been overheard.
At the station, when he tried to keep me from leaving town.
Girl, hear him, maybe.
There's no doubt about that now, Toto. About Bates, Scott. When you heard his story, why did you stand by and let him get away with it?
I wasn't sure what I saw. I was just coming around the corner of the cafe when the shooting started, and it was all over in a second.
It was dark in back of the cafe, wasn't it?
I'll say it was. So why couldn't Bates be right and me wrong?
You wouldn't have left town if you didn't know you were right.
Huh?
Something happened after the shooting to make you sure. You were warned not to say anything, weren't you?
Yeah, I was.
Was the note you got signed?
I didn't say I got a note.
Was it?
Well, there was a mark at the bottom of it.
Hello?
Well, yeah.
What is all this about Arrow? The man's men say Black Arrow. Tonto say yes. What do you mean?
I don't know.
But you did know the man who killed Jake had seen you just as you'd seen him.
That's the way I had to figure. And I thought he might not stop with a warning. The only safe thing for me was to clear out of the country.
And it didn't mean a thing to you that an innocent man would die.
You're a coward.
All right, I am. I'm going to save my skin, and that's all that matters to me.
We're taking you back to Rockford, Scott.
How much good it'll do you. The judge got there 2 or 3 hours ago. The trial's already started.
You'll get there before it's over.
Not a chance.
Bring the horses, Tonto.
And even if you do, I won't say nothing. I'll take a chance on you putting a bullet through me before I'll take a chance on the man who killed Jake.
Get up there.
You're no killer, Masked Man, and he is.
All right, Silver. Otto, Pedro.
On the Rockford.
Hit him up.
Hit him.
The circuit judge had taken care of a number of minor cases that morning in Rockford and declared a recess before Pete's case was called. But at 1 o'clock, he rapped his gavel on the battered desk that served as a bench.
All right. Quiet down, folks. Case of the state against Pete Lacey. Where's the prisoner?
Right here, Your Honor.
Oh, hello, Pete.
Hello, Judge.
For a lack of an hombre, you sure get yourself into some awful messes.
I sure do.
But it looks like this will be the last one.
That's mighty comforting, Judge.
All I meant that you can't get into trouble when you're swinging at the end of a rope.
I know what you meant. Just beat you to the draw, that's
what I thought. What I want to tell you, boy, is this. You're in a court of law, and I'm a judge. And I'm forgetting that I was ever your friend. We'll hear the evidence in the case, and the jury will decide whether you're guilty or not.
The masked man was here last night.
Why are you here now?
Maybe he will be.
Can I call my first witness, Judge? There's no need of speeches.
Right, Sheriff. You can sit down, Pete.
Thanks. I'm calling Henry Bates.
Well, I'm right here. Sit down in that chair.
Yeah. Put your hand on the book. Have you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help
I
you?
I do.
Wait a minute. Let me see that book.
Oh, sure thing.
Hey, it's nothing but an almanac.
Yes, all I could find.
Well, don't use any book until you find the Bible. Just tell him to raise his right hand and swear him in again.
He know. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help
I do. As a matter of fact, Judge, this is the only witness the state's going to call, so the case won't take much of your time.
Well, get along with it.
Tell us your story, Bates. That's all we want.
Well, a week ago last night, I was working late in my office. All you boys know where that is. It's on the second floor of the Bates building.
The second floor is the top floor of the Bates building, ain't it?
Well, yes.
That's what I thought. Get along with it.
Well, I keep all my accounts in the back room, and I was sitting at my desk by the window. All of a sudden, I hear three shots, so I stuck my head out. I see two men in the back of the Lucky Dollar. No, just one man.
Well, make up your mind.
I saw one man first, then I saw the other one on the ground. The hombre that done the shooting was standing over him. He was big and husky, and he had yellow hair.
Is that the man?
That's him, Pete Lacy.
I haven't got any more questions. You stand down, Bates.
What if Pete wants to ask him anything?
What'll I ask him? He isn't lying. He's as blind as a bat. How many fingers am I holding up?
Three.
The whiskey or rub?
Order in the court! Now, Clerk, I'll put you in jail if you make another bum joke like that.
They laugh.
Order! That's what I'm objecting to. This here is serious business. And you, gentlemen of the jury, in the name of justice, you've got to decide whether a man's to live or die. A man the same as you, who likes to ride a good horse and listen to a good story. Who likes to sleep when he's tired, and eat when he's hungry, drink when he's thirsty. If you find him guilty, we'll put a rope around his neck and he won't sleep or eat or drink no more. Serious business. How about it, Pete? Got any more questions?
Well, I
have, Your Honor.
Thanks for the ranger.
I told you he'd be here.
Is it all right, Your Honor?
Not with me, it isn't.
Objection overruled. Go ahead, masked man.
Thank you. Bates, your office is a block and a half away from the Lucky Dollar. And it's dark in back of the cafe. How were you able to see so well? How were you able to make out that the killer had yellow hair?
Well, it wasn't so dark. There was a moon.
You're sure of that? A week ago last night, there was a moon?
It was light as day.
Your Honor, you know a lot about the law. I'm sure you read of a case that Mr. Lincoln had once. A witness said that he saw a murder committed by the light of the moon. Mr. Lincoln introduced an almanac as evidence.
I remember.
Can we find an almanac around here?
I've got one, and I'm looking at the date right now.
Before you find it, everyone in this courtroom will remember. There was no moon on the night the murder was committed.
No moon, that's right.
And without a moon, Bates, you couldn't have seen clearly enough to identify Pete.
I saw two men. They was both in the shadow, all right. But there was a spot of something light around the head of the killer.
It could have been a white Stetson.
Yeah, it could have been.
And there are plenty of men in town who wear them.
Yeah, but he was big, and I happened to think of Pete.
Sheriff, if this is your only witness, I'm going to throw the case out of court for lack of evidence.
Your Honor, before you do that, I want to ask one more question.
Well, go ahead.
You said there were two men in back of the cafe, Bates. Were there more than two men?
No.
Then I can produce one of them.
You mean the killer?
Bring him in, Toto.
Who's that in there?
That's Pedro Martinez. I'll arrest him for both holding up the train and killing Jake.
It's Jeb Scott I'm talking about.
Now, let me go. You won't get in there. You can't keep me here. I haven't done anything.
Stand up there.
Are you sure you haven't made a mistake? This hombre ain't never been noted for his nerve.
He's confessed to Pedro and Tyler and myself that he was in back of the cafe when the murder took place. There were only two men there. Jake is dead. Scott must have
come in. You can't charge me with murder.
It looks like he's already done it to me.
Bates couldn't have seen me. I was around the corner of the building.
Sheriff, where's this man?
No, don't let him come near me.
Look out.
He's the one who did it. penalty for it. Watch his deputy.
Pedro's got him covered.
You won't get me.
Oh, my
hand. Get a pair of handcuffs out of his pocket, Tonto. Put them on him.
Kimasabi, hunt a fine black arrow mark on this.
Well, this is a plumb surprise to me. Did you know all along this, man?
No, Judge. But Scott did, and the only way we could make him talk was to accuse him of the murder. I don't think you'll have any more trouble with him. He'll tell you everything you want to know.
Yeah.
Come along, Tonto.
You were right about the train holdup. It was the sheriff's deputies that was after me.
Yeah, we got him all hogtied now.
Then I'm safe.
You're safe, all right. But you're a yellow coyote. You let me hang because you were scared to tell the truth. Well, I've got something to say to you, only I can't find a word for it.
No, wait.
I just have to let my fist do the talking.
Here. This is a court of law, Pete.
Boy.
Don't you do that again unless...
Is he out, Pedro?
He is out cold, senor.
Don't do it anymore, Pete. Next case will be the state versus the sheriff and his deputies. And we'll need him for a witness. All right, you boys in the front row, get some water. When you throw it at him, hang on to the bucket.
Copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.